The National Museum of African American Music has hit yet another stumbling block. Several Metro Council members are calling for an independent evaluation of the proposal and accusing the developer of falling short of its original promise. WPLN's Mariba Knight reports.
The developer recently changed the entryway of the museum from Broadway to Fifth Avenue based on a request by the museum staff for an additional 15,000 square feet. But Metro Council members are not happy with the redesign. They say with the city shelling out roughly $67 million for the project, the museum should get the premier location on Broadway that was originally planned. At-large Councilmember Erica Gilmore says the developer has backed away from that agreement. She wants them to explain themselves with the help of an objective third-party evaluation.
So if they would like to explain why they cannot commit to keeping their commitment, then they can do that before the public.
The request for an independent review came on the heels of a letter signed by 37 council members and sent to the museum's developer and president late Wednesday, explaining their concerns. This is the latest hiccup for the museum after more than a decade of fits and starts. It finally made real headway after the city hashed out an agreement with the developer last year. The museum's president, who supports the changes, says he hopes to communicate better with the Metro Council over the coming months. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Mariba Knight.